For years, I've been prohibited from mentioning the moon. So now, the cedar-scented moon and moon glow encasing the sky in lavender velvet, clouds splotch on a moon-radiant sky, and a sickle moon raking a field of violets, and the moon and sun in Joseph's dream kneeling, and how years ago we could have been on the moon, watching the city from an airplane, the stadium lights a diamond necklace, and she was there, a star singing, but we wish to be back on Earth to know the measure of our loss, to see a star singing, her voice drifting beyond a necklace of light filling the city's dim streets. How many times, though for years I've been barred from mentioning the moon, how many times have I switched off the lights to gaze at the sky, the moon full or receding, holding court, how the breeze itself changed the light, how I wanted to weep at the sight of the moon rising from the hills of Indiana, brightening a frozen stream. How many times have I turned into this subdivision, the pipe stacked like a tangle of pythons, the fire hydrant tall as a man, exposed its lower pipes to be buried under pavement and sick lawns. I know this hour, the thick lament to come, the thousands churned. I know this laughter tearing at my lungs, because seeing the moon is no consolation for what was to be lost. But here's what really happens. I see the moon, surrounded by the rubble of conquest, where there are only old stars and dead wolves, and I am moved again by something I felt before, shaken but without an atom of pity in my body, filled with a transparency capable of bearing the whole world, a void that takes in the moon in the sky, the pipes and the evil they gush, and the poisoned water and the lead-laced dirt, only the moon and whatever spins within me, as I worship all that remains, each speck of light, every crooked ray beaming from my chest.